industry is not what it seems to be.
Yes. Good afternoon to everybody. Good afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Got some interesting things to talk about today. Yeah, man. I hope everybody had a blessed and safe Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Mine was pretty boring. All I did was sleep all day. You know what I'm saying? That's all I did. I ain't do too much. I don't even celebrate that stuff. But yeah, man. Hope everybody enjoyed their holidays, man, with y'all families and everything like that. So we got some interesting news to discuss today. All right. While all these jokers is getting down with the get down. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is crazy. What's going on right now? Just before 2024, all these dudes is hoes. I don't know what's going on, but we got a new video out on Patreon right now about world domination. All right. Illuminati carbon trackers. Now, I ain't gonna lie. This video was crazy. Okay. This video right here is nuts. Okay, maybe the conversation needs to be talked about. Okay, but if I say what I want to say, you know, start talking about food and, you know, all kind of the people. This guy here, Klaus, I don't know, for some strange reason, I always seem to get flagged. So that's only available on Patreon right now. You know what I'm saying? But like normally, I'm going to shout y'all out. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to get into the BS. All right? We're going to get into the BS with these guys up here. I don't know what's going on in Hollywood, but Jokers is trying to get paid. All right? So, salute the Brando, man. What's popping? Love a girl in the building. All right? What's popping? Mr. Blanco. He said, peace, Jay. What's going on? Jarvis Sanders. What's good? Cristiano the Don, he said, the big homie. I appreciate that, dog. The big homie, man. Philly Love said, the truth shall set us free. We can no longer tolerate lies and deception no more. All right? We can't do it anymore. The Real Little Soldier said, blessings and love to all. Salute to you, man. Naista, he said, hey, we getting here. BP, what's popping, man? My man BP in the building. Blev 1999, much love, Jay, what's poppin'? Clip Superstars, what's going on? Tommy Gun Dunn, 617, peace, family. Hissy Fits, he said, sup, much love, peace, man. Clip Superstars said he went to Berkeley, too. Oh, you went to Berkeley, too? Okay, yeah, I graduated Berkeley in 2004, you know what I'm saying? I forgot my principal name. But I had a teacher in there, Miss Colby. She had the donkey. If you graduated Berkeley High in 2004, you remember Miss Colby. She had the donkey, son. Who else? Candace Scott was popping. Nikki N was popping. Christian. Oh, I shouted you out. Mia Morris. She said, hey, Jay, what's popping? J Stash Calhoun. Tony Montana. Maya Sharala. Simo repping Leeds, y'all. Robbie, I'm trying not to forget nobody, man. He said, Art said he slept and ate some BS. Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of trash to me. I don't care about getting gifts under no tree. All right, I don't care about that. That stuff is for kids, if you ask me. But it is what it is, man. As long as y'all are safe and enjoy yourself. Ryan Watson said the real. Oh, I didn't skip the damn. It didn't skip up the. All right, so. I guess we'll get into this nonsense. So, yeah, man, I don't know what's going on with these two guys, Neo and Tyrese. All right, now, before I get criticized and crucified, okay, I read the comments under both of these guys' posts, all right, about Tyrese wearing this red Madea dress that he's got on right here. This is a dress. Okay, and a lot of people, such as Captain Tazariok, I agree with him. He says, if this is, you know, the culture over there in Egypt, why aren't the other individuals wearing a dress, right? Now, a thobe is, it usually goes down to the ankles of a man or sometimes near the knees, right? But the way Tyrese was sashaying, he looked like he was performing, okay, to get his next role in the Tyler Perry movie. I'm just saying. Then you got on the blazer, you know, sick business these guys are involved in. And then Neo here, okay, dressed like Minnie Mouse. I don't know what's going on. Now, I'm going to give a brief context before I show this clip. Okay, I'm going to give a brief context. This is satire, all right? So don't hit me with a bullying strike. This is all satire, all right? But we got to talk about these humiliation rituals that they make black men do. And then I'm going to talk about something else that's very important as far as with entertainment. So without further ado, let's get to this nasty business here. It's crazy. Yeah, that was uncomfortable. That was uncomfortable, man. That was uncomfortable. I just didn't understand why Tyrese was sashaying like that, spinning around and doing all of the extra stuff like, bruh. You know, and let's be clear here. Now, Neo's excuse for wearing this dress and this cow suit was that he was paying homage to his mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if his mom passed away, but he was paying homage to his mom. And then you had a lot of black men, all right, that were in the comments on his Instagram page defending this nonsense. This just goes to show the world that we, you know, we everything is backwards. Everything is backwards, man. It's an agenda at this point. Okay, it's an agenda. You know what I'm saying? And now, I'm going to be quite honest with y'all. Okay, now we're going to focus on Neo. This is a situation that needs to be talked about. And it's very important. Now, a few months ago, if I'm not mistaken, right? Neo was under fire. He was in hot water with the rainbow people, okay? Because he said that he didn't accept the fact that young children, okay, should be allowed to remove their parts, which I completely agree with, all right? He went on a whole rant and people was getting on his case, all right? But now, like I always tell y'all, when the dough get low, everything must go. Even the soul, okay? Even the soul. Salute to Barbara Devins for becoming a member. I appreciate you, Barbara Devins. I'm going to start doing lives for y'all, too. The only thing is I want to upload, like, you know, exclusive content, but somehow YouTube still manages to strike me, even when I uploaded private, unlisted, or membership. So I guess I start doing lives for y'all or something like that. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But like I was saying, Ne-Yo was under fire a couple months ago for going off on them colored people. And I don't mean black folk. I'm talking about the Rainbow Coalition people. All right? Now, let's play this rant that he said, and then it'll make more sense to y'all.
What's going on, loved ones? This is Ne-Yo. All right, listen. I normally don't give too much of a damn about what y'all think about what I do, what y'all have to say about what I say, whatever. I normally don't care because, like I said, opinions ain't special. Everybody got one. However, this is something I feel very strongly on, and I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question and I answered the damn question. Okay. I have no beef with the LGBTQIA plus community whatsoever. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Do what you want to do with your kids. However, somebody asked my opinion on this matter, and this is how I feel. I will never be okay with allowing a child to make a decision that detrimental to their life. I will never be okay with that. I don't care. I definitely plan to educate myself a little bit more on this matter. However, I doubt that there's any book anywhere or any opinion that somebody's going to tell me that's going to make me okay with letting a child make. That's just period, point blank, and that's how I feel. If I get canceled for this, then you know what? Maybe this is a world where they don't need a Ne-Yo no more, all right? And I got no problem with that. I'm a hustler, all right? I'll figure it out. I got kids to raise, and I'm going to do that regardless. So with that being said, y'all have a good day. I love everybody. Live how you want to live. Love how you want to love. But your opinion is yours. Speak your opinion as much as you damn well feel like it. Because as I said, they're not important. They're not special. Everybody got one, and you're entitled to it. I'm entitled to mine, all right? Y'all feel how y'all want to feel. Have a great day. It's Ne-Yo. Peace and love.
Yeah. Massa ain't like that. Massa ain't like that at all. Massa ain't like that. Massa said, boy, you gonna put on this cow suit, boy, and this Minnie Mouse dress, boy. We don't care if you got 5 boys to raise, boy. You gonna put this skirt on, boy. They got him. Now, this is why I be saying, when you get in this business, right, when you get in this business, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I don't want to get canceled. When you get in this business, man, and you agree to follow agendas, right, and you just so happen one day you wake up and you say, you know what, this ain't right. This is not right. This is not right. Yeah, they got a way of punishing you, okay? Humiliating you. Now, mind you, let's be clear here. In the industry, there are 2 people that run that business. It's the Yarmulkes and the Rainbow people. We know this already. We've seen so much of funny business and Satanists, too. We can't forget about them. We've seen so many people, all right? And I ain't got nothing against people that go, you know, that way. You know what I'm saying? I got a cousin that wears wigs and skirts. I still love him like a cousin, all right? I still love him like a cousin, man. But this behavior is getting out of control, okay? And it's only focused on black men. That's the problem I have about this. Now, you're going to say to me, yeah, Jay, you know, there's white actors and white R&B singers or rock and roll singers that wear dresses and all of this stuff. Yeah, okay. But it's all a part of an agenda. Okay, you got to understand, there's certain... You're not going to see Jadakiss in no skirt. You're not going to see 50 Cent in no skirt. You might see Fabulous in the skirt, but you're not going to see Cam'ron in no skirt. There's just certain things, you know, you're not just going to see that. All right. And then you have these people on this totem pole. You want to keep that money coming in? Put this dress on, son. Put this dress on, son. That's that. And if you don't do it, then we're just going to turn off your money. We're going to shut down your bank account. Okay, so you can't feed your kids. Your record's gonna stop selling. You talking about you a hustler, but you ain't go around the book. You ain't go around. You put on the dress. So this what you call hustling? Is this what you call hustling, Neo? Because you said you don't care if you get canceled. You a hustler. You gonna find a way. But then you went and put on the dress and sat up there cheesing with Nick Cannon cooning ass. Okay. Let's not forget Nick Cannon, he sold us out too. He went and joined with them yarmulkes. You know what I'm saying? Got canceled because he brought on Professor Griff. Then next thing you know, he was like, oh, I'm standing with my people. You know, this is the truth. And then Wildin' Out got canceled. And next thing you know, it's back on television. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can't put our trust in entertainers, man. We just can't do that. Now, I'm going to read y'all comments real quick, man. Rick King said, is the money that good to do this? I don't think so. I mean, you know, they live a fabricated lifestyle, man. We got to be honest with this whole situation. These people that we call celebrities and entertainers, they live a fabricated lifestyle. And, you know, when you sell out, all right, when you sell out, you know, you no longer become yourself. All right, you no longer become yourself. Don't just think that people make it big in this business just out of luck. It's even YouTubers, okay? You see a YouTuber with all of this money, they sell out as well. But people sell out. You know, and they have to follow an agenda because they're working for the government. I didn't already broke this down. They're working for the government to keep people distracted. Okay? There's no reason why you got on a dress and you got five boys to raise. So you want your sons to see you like this? Okay? You want your sons to see their father wearing a dress? I don't know. Neo's got to be 40 years old. For him to put this on is beyond me. As well as Tyrese. You know what I'm saying? Elijah, the digital imprint, said people need to stop caring about being canceled. LOL. It's not even real. Exactly. Exactly. A false reality. A false reality. You can't bury. I mean, listen. If you're thinking that you're going to, when you die off this earth and you're going to bury your money with you, okay? This is going to be a funeral home director that's going to go in right after your family drop your ass down in that damn dirt. They're going to go in and dig you up, okay, and take all of that money out of that casket and close it like nothing happened, okay? Just letting you know this, all right? Just letting you know this, man. Dark Emperor said, what do you want from me, Tyrese? What more do you want from me? They want your soul. You know what I'm saying? And then he was over in Egypt when he wore this skirt. All right? We already know. You know what I'm saying? We already know what goes on over there. If you don't know, then I don't know what to tell you. But, you know what I'm saying? Black and white for duality. That's a good one, Blueberry Blow Pop. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, Off Dap said normal GAY and agenda. GAY different. Yeah. Ultra SSJ said Kid Cudi was also caught wearing a dress saying it was a damn fashion statement. My earlier hunch was correct. Yeah, these people then lost their mind, man. They done lost their mind. Yeah, Nasir said, sad as F and weak. Yeah, man. They got to bow down to Massa, man, for that bread. Rick King said, not Banks. Yeah, not Banks either. You ain't going to see Banks in no skirt. You know what I'm saying? This is just, you know, if you do see stuff like this, you know, you then you got to question, you know, their character. You know what I'm saying? You got to question people's character, man. Why Neo Days Virgo said, why Neo has sisters? Let them pay homage to his mother. And this is why Tyrese's wife left. Funny business. Yeah. I'm not going to say it, but I've heard stories about Neo. Some funny stuff. I've heard stories. I don't know if it's true, but like I said, this is satire. All right? This is all satire. Truth Hurts said, this is nasty work, fam. Why are people get annihilated, demasculated, emasculated, humiliated? It's everything is aided. Okay, everything. But, you know, you're going to have, in this world, you're going to have two sides of people. You're going to have people that's like, yo, that's some weird stuff. I'm not doing it. But then you're going to have the weird people that's going to say, hey, I'll do it. I do it for a check. There's people in this live right now that would put on a dress to get famous. They won't say it, but they'll do it. All right? They'll do it. They'll let Harvey Weinstein jerk them off under the table. They'll do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Everybody is not going to be a real ninja, as they say. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not going to be a real ninja. You know? It's just the way of the world, man. You know, you're going to have good people and bad people. You just, I don't know. Dave Chappelle, Men in Tights, he had a dress on. Yeah. See, people forget about that. People forget about that. And just because it's comedy, okay, it's comedy. It's supposed to be laughed at. You know, that doesn't make it okay. All right? It does not make it okay for a black man to put on a dress. You have young people that are looking at you. You're causing a agenda to take place here. Like you understand that, right? Okay, I don't know, man. I don't understand these entertainers. Well, I do. I get it, but sick business. In other news, we got my man Javonte Davis. Now, I want to say this, right? And this is very important. Salute to all my people from the DMV, my Baltimoreans. Baltimoreans? Yeah. Javonte Davis, all right, said in an interview earlier this year that he was planning on quitting boxing, okay, and helping younger individuals, okay, get into the league. Now, Javonte Davis is one of my favorite new upcoming boxers. I can't lie. All right, he's one of my favorite. Tank is one of the best boxers, all right, in this new generation. But he's waking up. All right, he's waking up, and they not having that. Now, his mentor is Floyd Mayweather, okay, and we know Floyd Mayweather, you know, pretty much is with the BS too. I'm just going to be real with you. So, with him wanting to quit boxing and inspire other people and help people, this is like I said, y'all, they cannot help their people. They can't do that, okay? They have, these people that are in higher positions over them have control over everything they do, even when they talk in public. They're told not to say anything, okay? You're not to help anyone, okay? If we give you $10 million for this fight, you can't give none of that money back to your hood. You crazy? Now, I'm going to play this clip here of, you know, and I'm going to try to pay very close attention to what he says here. It's really serious.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't really trying to be in this too much longer. So that's the answer right there for you.
How old are you now? 28?
28.
Yeah. How much longer are you expecting to do it?
Once I get them guys out of there, I'm gone.
Is that right? So let's say like 30-ish, something like that? Why do you want to get out so soon?
I want to just help people that's coming behind me. I feel as though that's more important. Future.
Is that why you got Lamont Peterson and Anthony on this card?
They was before me, but yeah. They're trying to do my good deeds. I feel as though it's something that is installed in me. There's loyalty. I feel as though that's something that people are missing out here. I feel as though if you're in a position to help somebody, help them.
Yeah.
For the right reason.
Yeah, they didn't like that too much. Oh, you waking up, huh? Now, I saw somebody, Soul Truth, said he just converted to Islam. All right? He's following the steps of Muhammad Ali and others. All right? Mind you, Tank was locked up a few months ago for some nonsense. Okay? They had him in jail for some nonsense. I didn't believe that story one bit. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to bring up what took place. You guys can Google what it was. But they had him locked up for some nonsense. All right? And when you start to wake up, all right, snapping out of it, they're going to either call you crazy, lock you up, or kill you, one or the other. Now, recently, Javonte Davis went to his old neighborhood where he's from in Baltimore, and he bought his whole block, all right, and wanted to make it for affordable living. Now, like I said, when you try to help people or go back to your old neighborhood and do certain things, they not having that. They burnt the whole block up. You know what I'm saying? They burnt the whole block up. You know what I'm saying?
First day in December in the year 2023, signed by myself, President of City Council, Nick Mosley.
Right. Give it up. Thank give it up. Thank you, sir.
Hey, this is Coach Calvin, man. Someone set the house on one of the block, one of the houses on the block on fire. Down here. Like they got it under control. Right there, ain't it?
Yeah. I told you.
don't put the holes in my roof. It ain't necessary. Because I had to spend $700 last time.
Crazy, man. Just a day after you buy the block, Antifa comes through and burns it down. You know what I'm saying? Antifa pull up and burn it down. Mar-R said, insurance? Nah, I don't think that would be, pointless for him to buy the block and then the next day burn it down. I don't see that as an option, but hey, you know, it's just sad though. You know, you can't have nothing, man. When you sign up for them contracts, man, they don't want you doing anything that's gonna help or benefit your neighborhood, you know, your family, your friends. You took that oath. You know what I'm saying? You took that oath, and they can't, you know. Just think of it like this, and I'll just say this, right? And I'm not trying to offend nobody of any race, right? Prince Harry, for example, all right? The Rothschilds, they cannot mingle with black people, okay? They will disown you once you mingle with black people. Not only because they want to keep the bloodline strong, but they can't trust you telling secrets, all right, to Keisha, all right, to Shanani or whatever. They can't trust that. So when you do that and you mingle with, you know, people outside of their race, I'll just say that, they disown you from the family. Because now if you laid up in bed and shorty put it on them and all of this, well, you know, I know the secrets to the world. Oh, do you? Yeah. This is how you get rich. Now you go and tell that girl, you know, how to do all this stuff. She gonna run and tell her friends, you know. And not only will she use that power, but she's gonna run and tell her friends. This is why they don't mingle outside of their race. Sad to say, but it's the truth. Salute to Tajiel. Tajiel sent me this on Patreon. Okay, and this is very important now. Where is it at? Okay, here you go. So let me get these guys off the screen, and then we're gonna end. I'm gonna read y'all comments, and we're gonna end the live. Let's get this off the screen, though. All right. So for all you guys out there that like to do illegal things on your phone, okay, I would advise you to be careful. All right, because starting January 1st of 2024. The company T-Mobile is instituting, okay, a compliant traffic severity of zero violation. Basically, a SEV zero is what they're calling it. Now, if you are, this is basically directed towards scammers, phone scammers, and all of this stuff. But people that are talking about transactions, making illegal transactions on the phone via text message or on the phone calls, they're coming, they're gonna find you, okay? $2,000 for talking about phishing, smishing, and social engineering. If that goes for me too, okay, if I'm talking about anything that has to do with the government on my phone, they're going to find me, all right? And then $1,000 for illegal content. Okay, now this is going to be legal in all 50 states via T-Mobile, all right? If you're talking about any of these things down here under Tier 2, you see that? I don't want to read it and say it on here because they might get me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's crazy. All right? It's getting real now. Now, I talked to y'all about this whole concept that's coming into play by 2027, which is called Zero Trust, right? Where every last one of us will have to upload our IDs, okay, to use the internet. This is why I said in a few years, people like myself will have to find other outlets to get the news out there unless, you know, I plan to go off the grid anyway. But this is real crazy, though. Okay, this is really, really crazy. All right, this is crazy. I'm gonna read y'all comments on this real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? Lee Hayes said, bro, I'm the wire. I wouldn't say that out loud. All right, I wouldn't go around talking about that. Empress of Royalty said, celebrating these wicked pagan holidays is what keeps them in power and will forever be over us. Yeah, I notice a lot of BS starts happening around this time of the year. You know, a lot of negative energy surrounds this time of the year. But that's because we're dealing with a winter solstice. All right. And, you know, the more people that are waking up, the stronger the energy that they have to use against people that are not participating, all right, in these practices. Okay, they are losing money. So that's their go-to. Alright, Jungle J said the government passed a law that makes it legal for people to be spied on without a warrant. Yeah, that's been around since 2001. Alright, you got guys like George Bush that gave the NSA, passed the bill for the NSA to spy on all Americans. So this is why when you're talking on the phone, all right, they're listening to everything you're saying, all right? They're listening to everything you're saying. And that can be used against you, all right? If you threaten, this should let you know, if you threaten any president on the internet, okay, they will come to your house. They will. They will come to your house. That should tell you enough right there. Stone X said, they've been monitoring us. Yes, they have. Yeah, they have. Let's see. Yeah, they said, the malevolent energies are more evident than usual, yo said. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's crazy what you know, what's going on nowadays as far as with, you know, a lot of this nonsense, man. Like, you know, it just gets weird and weird about a second. You know, that video I put out today, you know, this guy up here, man, he is a piece of work. I'm just going to tell you that. Like, and sometimes I ask myself, why does God create people like this? You know, that want people, like, how does he allow this to happen? How does God allow this to happen? You know what I'm saying? These people is weird, man. Yeah. Codename said, yup. Secret Service will pull up on you with the quickness. Yeah. Yeah. Double D Animation said, yeah, FaceTime too. Any type of phone connection, if you got that line of service, they on you. And what's so crazy is they secretly snuck this in their terms of service. Alright, they snuck it in there. Don't matter if you got prepaid or if you on the plan. They on you. Alright, they on you, man. Let's see, man. Yeah, Brittany Bella said free will. Yeah, taking that away. Taking that away with the quickness. You know what I'm saying? But what you gonna do? You know, what are you gonna do? That should get out of this this matrix that we living in. You know, you're going to have to get down to lay down. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's just sad, man. You know, just this form of entertainment, like I always tell y'all, man, these entertainers are puppets, okay? They have to play their position, all right? They have to keep you entertained. Even the sport of boxing, okay, the sport of boxing, okay, also goes in hand to hand, all right? With the whole aspect of games. This goes back to the Romans, all right, where they created this game, all right, where there was a ball in the middle, back and forth, hypnotizing the viewer. When you watch basketball or football, the ball, whether it takes longer or slower, the ball's going, focus on the ball. Hockey, soccer, whatever, you focusing on the ball, going back and forth, slowly hypnotizing the viewer. All right, now, for some people out there that are not into sports, that just means that your brain is functioning at a higher speed to the point where you cannot focus on a ball going back and forth in slower rotation. This is why all of these concepts take place. They've been studying this for years. All right, they've been studying this stuff for years, how to put people in trances. Okay, this is why when you go to games and all of this stuff, it's all a part of the agenda. It's all a part of the agenda. Yeah, Trevor never said, once internet IDs go into effect, AI will be producing all internet info. Yeah, it's already starting. It's already starting as we speak. Marcus Moore said, God doesn't allow it. We do, because we don't fight it. God doesn't reward cowardice. That is true. But unfortunately, right, trying to wake people up is the hardest thing to do. Some people are still awake, but they just can't snap out of it, because it's become a part of us. This internet is in our bloodstream since young. You know, we've been programmed, all of us, even myself, we've all been programmed. Now you see kids today, they have tablets, you know, you download an app for a baby to drink a bottle through an app. It's crazy. The Fate 285 said, buck breaking. Yeah, buck breaking. This is exactly a prime example of these individuals wearing dresses at the same time, ironically, around the same time of the year. Okay? At the same time. Yeah, man. Torita Grinstead said, keep them relevant. Yeah. I mean, what else are we going to do? All right, what else? You know, this. I'm going to leave it here and I'm going to end the live. This form of entertainment will go on forever, for years. Okay, this is the only way they can keep people distracted, is by using people that are willing to sell out their people, mislead their people. You know, these rappers, they'll tell you, yeah, you know, go to jail, sell drugs, but their kids go to college. They live in nice homes, you know, but they'll promote negativity. You think NBA Youngboy's kids is in the hood right now? No. They live in a nice mansion, going to private schools, okay, where they're being chauffeured. But they'll tell your kids to go out there and smoke a op. You see how that work? Master manipulation. Alrighty. So, with that being said, I'm going to shout you guys out and then end the live. But I hope today, you know, you got a message in whatever I said. All right. Hope you guys got a message today. Salute to J.D. Lay. He said, same, my family even thought I was crazy for saying this stuff. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Now I see it. The infamous said, yep, winter solstice rituals. Yeah, it's getting out of hand. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are depressed around this time of the year because, what do you call it, family gatherings, or you might have had a traumatic experience in the past or whatever. But, you know, it's life, man. Life Goes On said, is that Neo? Yeah, that's him with the Mickey Mouse suit on and a cow. I don't know what's going on. And he still got that stocking cap, that stink-ass stocking cap that he been wearing for the past years. Take that stink-ass stocking cap off, man. That shit stinks. You would think he would buy a new one. He been wearing that same black stocking cap with that pinhead he got up under there for the longest. We tired of seeing it. All right? The pinhead. You know what I'm saying? Between him and LL Cool J, they both got a shark head. Y'all remember that song with LL Cool J? Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. He wasn't lying when he said that. He wasn't lying. He was not lying. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Go listen to that song. And he had the nerve not to wear a hat in that video. Yeah, LL, you getting cooked too, nigga. You know this what? Stank-ass stocking cap. That shit stank. Smell like toenails, nigga. Under your hat, nigga. Stank. It stank. You got this stupid cow suit on, man. What's wrong with you, man? Damn. Stocking cap smell like a cheeseburger. It's crazy, man. I love y'all, man. I hope y'all have a blessed Tuesday. And I apologize for my live the other day with Bangham Smurf. It went sour. But it's still good. If you didn't see it, check it out. I asked him a lot of questions. We're going to try to do a part two maybe this week. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get a part two in there. I'm going to get y'all a video. I'm going to drop a video for y'all this Friday. All right? I'm going to try to get it done. I got a lot of stuff to handle and take care of, but I'm going to try to get it done. You know what I'm saying? And work on what I got to work on. But we dropped the video on the Patreon, like I said. You know what I'm saying? World Domination, Illuminati Carbon Trackers. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, y'all, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this live. I'm going to get up over here, man. And hope y'all stay blessed and peace, man.